2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 5 o'clock. It's Wednesday, hump day, the 21st day of October. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 48 degrees.
Freeways look good, but we still have restrictions in Provo Canyon. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Utah Firewatch on KSL News Radio.
And in fact, Andy, that's where we start the morning. Rocky Mountain Power says service could be cut off for some customers this week because of the risk of wildfires.
Utah Firewatch, KSL News Radio. Mary Richards joins us live with more on the potential blackouts. Mary?
Amanda, this is a warning for people in parts of Summit County. Rocky Mountain Power says they may have to cut the power to the Sundance and Summit Park communities today and tomorrow. That's about 2,000 customers. The Fire Canyon fire is the concern, and turning off the power, they say, would prevent a spark from happening when wind-blown or falling debris make contact with those power lines. The company spokesman says, now these power shutoffs probably won't happen, but they want people to be prepared if they do. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
At least two significant fires are still burning right now in Utah. The Range Fire in Provo Canyon is still about 10% contained, with closures throughout the canyon. That fire has burned about 3,500 acres. Firefighters are getting the upper hand on the Fire Canyon fire in Summit County. That fire, now 70% contained, it has burned nearly 1,500 acres.
Parents of students in the Salt Lake City School District are voicing their opinions after the discovery of emails and text messages that appear to have violated the state's open meeting laws.
And I think that you can basically decide to pivot and try to get your own personal agenda items out of the way.
After the school board voted to return to school using only virtual classes, a parent filed a public records request and got back 200 pages of messages that include profanity, appeared to be unprofessional, and discussions that appear to leave out some board members.
The Provo City Council has repealed the city's mask mandate, but KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce reports if you're going to be there, you'll still need a face covering.
Utah County's been designated by the state as a high transmission area for coronavirus, meaning masks are required in public places, both indoors and outdoors. Provo decided to drop its mandate last night so people wouldn't get confused with the state's requirements. But Councilor George Hanley's leaving the door open to reinstate it if positive tests go up again.
We as a council should be ready to act if necessary to protect our citizens.
Provo saw a spike in cases over the summer as thousands of college kids came back to class. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
Swing states are in focus as the presidential campaigns prepare for the final debate tomorrow night.
Your voice, your vote 2020. ABC's Chuck Sievertson has more on the campaigns.
President Trump at a rally Tuesday night in Erie, Pennsylvania.
4 or 5 months ago when we started this whole thing, because, you know, before the plague came in, I had it made. I wasn't coming to Erie. I mean, I have to be honest. There's no way I was coming. I didn't have to.
Democratic challenger Joe Biden calling the president reckless.
He said it would go away when it got warm, and now he's telling us, don't worry, it's going to go away like a miracle.
Biden in a virtual interview with WISN-TV Milwaukee noting COVID cases in Wisconsin and elsewhere are surging. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
President Trump's most powerful Senate ally is pressing the White House not to move ahead on a coronavirus pandemic relief package. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell told fellow Republicans that he has warned the White House not to divide Republicans by sealing a lopsided $2 trillion relief deal with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi before the election. Pelosi's office says talks with Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin on Tuesday were productive, but other veteran lawmakers say say there is still too much work to do and not enough time to do it to enact a relief bill by Election Day.
Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett has submitted her written responses to questions from members of the Senate Judiciary Committee. ABC legal analyst Royal Oaks has more.
In the judge's questionnaire responses, she played her cards close to the vest, declining to say if the president should commit to a peaceful transfer of power or if the president has the power to pardon himself.
The Judiciary Committee will vote tomorrow on whether to send the nomination to the full Senate.
The Twin Cities are digging out of one of the biggest snowstorms they've ever seen before Halloween.
That's way too early. The way it reminds me of the Halloween blizzard of 91.
Parts of Minnesota saw 10 inches of snow yesterday, including nearly 8 inches at Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport.
Well, we don't have that going around here today, but Kristen Van Dyke says one last day of warmer than normal temperatures is in order.
Lots of changes in store for our forecast. Today, we'll go into the mid-70s for highs, keeping our temperatures about 10 to even 20 degrees above average for many of us. But then tomorrow, a cold front approaches, and that brings in a dramatic drop in those temperatures. But the biggest change is going to be this weekend when the storm system moves in. Sunday night and Monday, we could be looking at a widespread freeze for the Wasatch Front.
Kristen says our highs on Sunday and Monday are only going to be in the mid-40s.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.